540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee lawmaker charged with disorderly conduct is due in court this Friday. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says last August, Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez threatened to spread damaging personal information during a fight over who helped draft a Hispanic Heritage Month resolution. The complaint says the dispute caused a disruption among legislators. The 8th Assembly District Representative denies making the threats and claims she's faced unfair treatment within her own party. Critics are saying the charges could be a First Amendment violation. She could face up to 90 days in jail if convicted. In the past 2 weeks, someone did announce they would primary Ortiz-Velez. Ismael Luna immediately seized on the news of the charges, spreading that information on social media. In Milwaukee, two very different crowds turned out this weekend reacting to U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran. On Saturday, protesters were out in the snow downtown at Ziegler Union Square calling the attacks a mistake. They were organized by a group made up of other organizations called the Milwaukee Anti-War Committee. They were joined by State Representative Ryan Clancy, who compared it to the Iraq invasion 20 years ago. Yesterday, members of Milwaukee's Iranian community celebrated along the lakefront, waving U.S., Israeli, and pre-revolution Iranian flags. They called the strikes a step towards a free Iran. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee man has been sentenced for forging threats against President Trump. Prosecutors say 52-year-old Demetric Scott wrote letters while in jail, posing as Ramon Morales Reyes and threatening to kill Trump. Scott's alleged intentions were to get the victim deported and avoid trial in a robbery case. A jury found Scott guilty, and he was convicted in two related cases involving the fake threats and a robbery. Scott was sentenced to 16 and a half years in prison and more than a decade of extended supervision. In Brookfield, a father, his adult son, and their dog are dead after a house fire early Saturday morning. Crews are called to Brookdale Drive at just after 7 and battled heavy flames before finding the victims inside. Three police officers were injured in the response. 26-year-old Dylan Wall was taken to the hospital where he later died. His father, 66-year-old Thomas Wall, and their dog were pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the fire doesn't appear suspicious. The cause is still under investigation. And what's the deal with Lindsay? Those who watched Channel 12 over the weekend were speculating about the disappearance of Lindsay Slater from the morning weather desk. Officials with WISN 12 TV say the meteorologist and Franklin native Slater is no longer with Channel 12. In an email to staff Friday, the station's general manager wished her well and said a search is underway for her replacement. The reason for the departure still isn't known. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 an hour. For tipped workers like restaurant servers, it's $2.33 an hour. Now, some Wisconsin Democrats are proposing raising the state's minimum wage to $20 an hour by 2030. State Senator Kelda Royce, who's also running for governor, said in a press conference that at least a million workers can't afford basic needs like housing, childcare, or health care. Sabrina Prochaska, who works in the service industry, said her pay is $15.81 per hour. And it isn't enough, especially as the cost of living and health care costs are rising. The proposed bill would increase the state minimum wage to $15 an hour immediately. It would then increase $1.25 each year until 2030, when it would reach $20 an hour. The measure is unlikely to advance during this legislative session. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit. This one is over federal changes to the childhood vaccine schedule. Attorney General Josh Call joins the governor of Pennsylvania and attorneys general from 14 other states in the suit that challenges the Trump administration's decision to remove several vaccines, including rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, and COVID-19. State health leaders report responding to measles cases in 2025 and 2026, including 36 in late 2025. Officials say all of those cases involved unvaccinated people. Speaking of the highly contagious viral infection called measles, numerous Wisconsin health organizations are encouraging vaccination after recent confirmed cases in the state. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
All individuals eligible for vaccination should confirm their vaccination status by reviewing their records or by receiving the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, commonly called the MMR vaccine. Cases have been increasing across North America recently, largely due to decreasing immunization rates in children after the disease was considered eliminated for decades. It spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or breathes and can linger for up to 2 hours. It is so contagious that approximately 9 in 10 unvaccinated individuals exposed to the virus can be expected to develop infection. While most people with measles experience high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and eventually a diffuse rash, it can lead to more serious issues like pneumonia, brain swelling, and even death. Complications are more common in younger and older individuals, as well as those with compromised immune systems.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin companies are going to court over tariffs tied to President Donald Trump's trade policies. Kohl's, Milwaukee Tool, and several manufacturers want refunds for import taxes they say were collected illegally. The lawsuits don't give dollar figures, but companies argue the tariffs hurt business and created uncertainty. One CEO says most firms just want clear, consistent trade rules. The legal fight comes as new global tariffs are again being debated in Washington. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow visited western Wisconsin on Wednesday, seeking to drum up support for the Democratic candidates who are challenging the incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. Civic Media's James Kelly was there.
Congressman Crow's town hall at the Chippewa Valley Museum covered a wide range of topics, most notably issues like ensuring veterans are taken care of properly, protecting access to health care, and the effects of tariffs. Asked about some differences between the ways tariffs are affecting Wisconsin residents and residents in his home district, Congressman Crow highlighted soybean farmers.
The soybean farmers have been hit particularly hard by tariffs. You're talking with some of the farm groups have told me that a lot of these farms haven't received orders in 5 months or more, right? And orders are just starting to trickle in. People can't afford that. Family farms simply cannot afford that, and they're going under.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Traveling is set to get a little easier in Wisconsin as bus service is scaled up. The Department of Transportation and operators like Lamers and Greyhound announced updates to the statewide routes, including new connections and more reliable schedules. One of the biggest changes is the addition of a new route between La Crosse and Green Bay. A couple Midwest schools rank first and second among the public universities in the United States in Time Magazine's list of the world's top universities of 2026. The University of Michigan is 9th overall on the list and is the number one public university in the United States. The number two public university in the U.S. and 20th overall worldwide is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The magazine looked at academic strength, economic impact, innovation, and global engagement as it ranked the top 500 universities across the globe. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Boston Celtics tonight. They've got the second best record in the Eastern Conference just behind Detroit. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss yesterday in Chicago, 120-97. The Bulls hadn't won a game since January, an 11-game losing streak. Doc Rivers.
Well, I don't know if there's such a thing as the basketball gods, but if there is, he was alive tonight. When you approach the game and play like that, you don't deserve to win. If we had won the game, I'd have been upset. I'd have taken the win because we need it. but that is not how you play basketball.
College hoops: Marquette losing at home to the DePaul Blue Demons 62-51. The Golden Eagles now 10-19 for the year. Women's hockey in Madison over the weekend. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Bemidji State in overtime 2-1. Layla Edwards with the winning goal, sending the number one ranked Badgers to the WCHA finals faceoff that begins Thursday in St. Paul. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny with a high of 38 this afternoon. Tonight, clear early, then cloudy with scattered light showers after midnight. Our low 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered off and on rain showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.